This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. What does it take to stay optimally healthy? Eating well and exercising. It's as simple as that. Taking care of self in simple ways can improve the quality and quantity of life. Dr. Anita Sharma talks with the Vantage Wellness Program Supervisor, Jordan Gio, about enhancing the quality of life with appropriate self-care on this week's Life Transitions.
Jordan, you work as a wellness program supervisor at Vantage. Mm-hmm. What kind of people and populations do you work with?
We work with a whole range of people from adolescents all the way into the gerontology population. But the bulk, I would say, is certainly middle age to the gerontology population.
So middle age has different definitions for different people. In America, middle age would start at what age?
Well, for us, I would say probably 45, 50.
Don't tell anyone 45 is middle age, okay?
What I tell all of the people that I serve through my work is you're not old till you're cold in the first place. So it's you're as old as your mind thinks you are.
So what kind of problems do you encounter when you work with this population?
Undoubtedly, the two biggest things are poor nutritional habits and complete lack of physical activity. Those are the biggest things that we try to correct or at least help serve in.
And those problems create health problems.
Absolutely, without a doubt. It's inevitable.
What kind of interventions would you offer to people who don't eat well and don't exercise?
Well, on the eating aspect, it's education, strictly education. I mean, you can't force feed them, obviously. You certainly try to encourage certain things and break old habits. On the exercise aspect or the physical activity is obviously a little bit of education. You do have to do that a little bit, but it's more so implementing functional tasks. We're not trying to win marathons or anything like that. We're trying to make them more efficient at tasks of their daily living.
So what are the functional tasks that we are talking about?
Walking, of course, is most people's goal. If they're unable to do it, we want to get them to where they're walking. But it's also a task, obviously, that you don't want to lose the ability to do. And then the others would be simple standing up out of your chair and sitting back down without actually plopping into the chair. You want to eventually get to where you can stand up out of the chair without the use of a whole lot of assistance. Maybe a little bit's okay, but we don't want to completely depend on handrails or a walker of some sort to just stand up. And then it becomes just, can you pick your groceries up from the hanging position and set them on top of your counter? Can you put plates into your cabinets? Can you cook without having to take a break after 30 seconds? Those little things. Go check your mail. Simple things, and I know that sounds a little bit too simple, but when you lose the ability to do those things, your quality of life starts to take a turn in a direction that you don't want it to be. And if we can improve that, your quality of life will stay at least moderate to happy, and we want that to continue trending upward.
So really what you're focusing on is the quality of life as we get older.
Absolutely. The quantity of life is important, don't get me wrong, but the quality of life will make a difference in every aspect of your life, and generally that's going to lead to more quantity of life.
This is Anita Sharma. My guest for today was Jordan Gio from Vantage. He is the Wellness Program Supervisor.
Support for Life Transitions on KEDM comes from Heart of Hospice, partnering with families to provide team-based support and companionship for patients and their loved ones. More at heartofhospice.net. Life Transitions is produced with the College of Business and Social Sciences at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Find out more at kedm.org.